Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
This is a political survey. Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably
definitely
vote. Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
Well, you're supposed to ask me what age bracket I'm in, so I'm going to let you ask me that.
Well, right now we want to know the age.
18 through 25, 26 through 34. Isn't that how
yes.
you asked that?
We don't have that question.
All right. Well, I'm going to put on a skip. How's that?
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American? Caucasian?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First, we have funding for mental health services.
9.
Thank you. Then we have protecting democracy and our voting rights.
9.
Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
3.
Then we have lowering rent.
8.
Thank you. Next is protecting abortion rights.
9.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
7.
And improving K-12 education.
8.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one we have is Democrats in Congress.
85.
Kamala Harris.
80.
Then we have Janelle Bynum.
80. She's not in my district.
Oh, but have you heard of her and what your
opinion? I'm going to put, I'll put 50.
50, thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
Can I give you a negative number?
We just have 0 to 100.
You should have negative, 0.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
No negative number?
No negative numbers.
0. Guy's a fucking crook. Excuse my French.
Thank you. Now, then we have Tina Kotek.
Oh, she's our governor. She's doing good stuff. I'll give her 80.
Thank you. Then we have Lori Chavez-DeRember.
She took over the freaking incumbent. I'll give her about a 17.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
I'm going to say 80.
Then we have J.D. Vance.
0.
And last we have McDonald's.
Say the last one again.
McDonald's. Like McDonald's?
There's no first name.
Are
you talking about the hamburger place?
Probably, since we're just allowed to.
No, I don't. I hate that place, man. They serve food that makes people sick. Put down one.
A one. Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump?
Well, given those choices, I would vote for Biden.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRember?
I would vote for Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. And even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez DeRember now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez DeRember? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve or disapprove are my only answers?
Well, we do have a scale if that helps. We have strongly approved, somewhat approved,
somewhat
disapproved.
Approve.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez DeRember is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez DeRember. First, we have, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver Oregon for Oregon families. Then we have, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez DeRember led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe space to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, for homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, with this in mind, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRember? If you are undecided, please let me know.
No, I'd vote for Democrat.
And that would be?
Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum? In a few words, if you can.
She supports causes that are important to me. Just the Reba lady, if you lived where I live next to Happy Valley, the changes that were made while she was mayor, I don't think are net positives. So.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. Thank you. Then we have, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember that you're working for and who you're representing. What you're working for and who you're representing, I'm sorry. As a mom, and a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community need.
9.
Thank you. Then we have, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices and not passing their profits onto workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down the costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead.
9.
Thank you. And lastly, we have, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected on a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
11.
And from a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, once again, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change, opinions change. Let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rember?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. Now, before we finish, I believe this is the last section of the survey, I want to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Rember. Please tell me how much each of one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Rember for Congress, and if it troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. We have, Lori Chavez de Rember opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe v. Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon's law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting us all at risk.
So if you're asking me if she actually said that?
Oh, well, this is...
If you're telling me that's her stance and you're asking me how I feel about that.
And yes, if that statement some people have raised about these doubts make or troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all. Thank you. And the last one for this section, we have too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez de Rember isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori.
Yes, strongly agree.
And does hearing about this, does that trouble you a great deal? Quite a bit? Just so much? Okay, great deal. Thank you. And one last time, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rember?
I would vote for Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. And are you married or married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. And in the 2020 general election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Neither one.
Neither one. And was it for other candidate or did not
vote? Other candidate.
Okay. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation.
I got some questions for you.
Yes. Go ahead.
So how many of these surveys that you conduct do people say I'm not interested, or they quit halfway through?
Well, there are a lot. We have quite a lot.
Everybody. Yes. All right. So let me ask you this: you identified the name of the outfit that on whose behalf you conduct this survey. Can you say that name of that outfit again? Because I'm going to Google them and figure out if that's somebody from Trump world trying to figure out how much money to spend in Oregon so what's the name of the company again?
We are Oregon Opinion Survey. Sometimes
Oregon
we
Opinion
appear
Survey, okay. You're nonpartisan. Who's paying your wages, man? And who's asking you to get this information for them?
Well, we're not told, so we don't influence your opinions, but we're an independent research company.
You say that, but somebody's all right. Oregon Independent Surveys, is that right?
Yes. Opinion Survey.
Oregon Opinion Survey. All right, very good, very good. And so when you get somebody to complete the survey, do they give you an atta girl? Do you get extra money?
Well, not extra money, but we do get celebrations.
So if at the end of the day, you can say, hey, I actually talked to this knucklehead and he answered all the questions. They say you get a high five and a cupcake or something. Is that right?
Yeah, you could say so.
All right. So let's say a guy like me was looking for another job. Would you recommend that gig?
If you like it, if you would like to speak to people, yes.
Even if you get hung up on or because people like me are saying that guy's a jerk and this other.
Yeah. We get a lot of that, too.
I'm bet. Well, I've taken enough of your time, my dear. You have a fabulous evening. God bless you, and may the candidate of your choosing win.
Thank you very much. You, too. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Goodbye.